HR leaders in 2026 face a problem that no previous generation of CHROs had to solve. They must simultaneously transform the HR function with AI and manage the workforce disruption that AI creates across the entire enterprise. One job is operational, the other is existential. Both land on the same desk. The dual mandate. Mandate 1, transform HR operations. Use AI to make the HR function itself faster, cheaper, better. Automate ticket resolution, speed up recruiting, improve compensation analysis. Reduce the ether, invisible overhead in HR processes. This is the easier mandate, because you control it. Mandate 2, lead the enterprise workforce transition. The CEO will look at the CHRO and ask, how do we redeploy our workforce as AI changes what jobs look like? This is harder because you don't control the pace of AI adoption in every business unit, but you own the people's strategy. What most CHROs get wrong, they start with tools. We need an AI copilot for HR. We should implement an AI recruiting tool. Let's get an AI chatbot for employee questions. Tools are table stakes. Every vendor has them. Buying an AI tool for HR is like buying a gym membership. The membership does not make you fit. Using it consistently with a program does. The right starting point is, what is our organization's current absorption speed? How fast can we metabolize new capabilities into how we actually work? That question applies equally to Mandate 1, transforming HR, and Mandate 2, leading enterprise workforce transition. A framework for the CHRO. Measure first, buy second. Before spending on AI tools, measure your OMI. Know where your bottleneck is. If your leadership metabolism is low, no tool will help because decisions will take 6 months. If your talent metabolism is low, no tool will help because people won't adopt it. Build stack, not just a tech stack. Strategy, transformation, automation, content, knowledge. Run these as one integrated system. Most HR ops have all five as disconnected work streams. That is why 80% of AI investments deliver no EBIT impact. Prioritize agents with a framework, not gut feel. When you have 50 plus possible AI use cases, use the agentification prioritization framework. Score each on 4 impact dimensions and 3 feasibility dimensions. Let leadership choose the strategic profile, cost takeout, risk first, or transformation. The ranking follows from the choice. Own the workforce narrative. The margin thesis will play out whether you lead it or not. Trillions in AI infrastructure need returns. Those returns come from labor displacement. The CHRO who gets ahead of this with honest communication and proactive transition planning earns trust. The one who avoids it loses it. The 90-day play for a new CHRO. Week 1 to 2. Run the OMI assessment with your direct reports. Week 3 to 4. Map your HR operations against the stack model. Identify which pillars are disconnected. Week 5 to 8. Prioritize your top 20 AI agent opportunities using the BAPF. Present 3 portfolio options to leadership. Week 9 to 12. Launch Tier 1 agents. Start the workforce transition narrative with the CEO and board.